Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. We are going to just wait a moment because WAMC's Alan Chartok and University at Albany Journalism Professor Rosemary Armeo will be with us. They are taping the media project a little bit early, so we are waiting their conclusion, and then they will be in with us. In the meantime, I welcome our sole panelist. Haven't you dreamed of this, Libby?
Yes. Yeah.
It's all you, kid. Political consultant Libby Post is with us. And, of course, we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. And we'll take a break just in a second as we get the other panelists in here. But so the mic's yours. So hey. Your takeaway from Super Tuesday.
Well, I have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Hillary did exceptionally well. I was surprised at the few losses. I was surprised in Minnesota, but I guess I really shouldn't have been. But, you know, the fact of the matter is she swept the South. She got more total votes than Trump, than any of the other Republican candidates, than Bernie Sanders. And I think it's a good, she's on a very good trajectory now. Next Tuesday is another bunch of votes. On Saturday, there's some, I think Louisiana's on Saturday. And, you know, this is just one more step forward. She will be the nominee. I think, unfortunately, Trump might be the nominee. I watched him last night. He tried his best. You could see him really trying to be presidential, but he just can't do it. He just couldn't help himself from attacking people. He couldn't help himself from devolving back into the man who attacks all and takes responsibility for nothing. And, you know, he is the least presidential of the candidates that I have seen. Not just because I don't agree with him, but because of the way he acts. And, you know, he's going to make the deals. It's all about the art of the deal. It's all about doing this. Well, you know, he's going to have to deal with Eric Schneiderman, who's suing him right now for Trump University. He's going to have to deal with his own record of failed businesses and the fact that he's not the stellar brand that he thinks he is. You take a little dime and you scratch it, and away comes the gold and up comes some brass. So it'll be an interesting next couple of months. And then when we go into Election Day, this is all about the middle, folks. The Democrats will rally around Hillary. The Republicans, it remains to be seen if they'll rally around Trump. But now it's about the undecideds.
When do you think we are, we'll get into this larger discussion, do you think we're away from the possibility of a third candidate entering this race?
I think, you mean like Michael Bloomberg? Yes.
Well, Bloomberg seems to be, that ship seems to have passed.
Sailed.
But
right.
But
if the Republicans want to put in a third candidate, that's just fine with me. That's great.
Split the vote.
But I think they know that would be that would. But the other part of this is that I'm not sure they really want Trump. So, you know, everyone's like, oh, we'll stand behind the Republican. You know, George Pataki tweeted yesterday he will not vote for Trump.
Right.
McConnell has said it and then backtracked. I'll support the party nominee. So it'll be a very interesting thing to watch whether or not they put in a third candidate. But that would be the only way, I think, at this point.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the whole panel will be here and we'll get started. And Libby will have to share the microphone. But it was fun while it lasted.
You can't talk for the rest of the day. We're here now.
Excellent. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Support for WAMC comes from Identity Eyewear, Albany, New York. Specializing in distinctive eyewear, European frame designs, and customized eyewear. Eye exams by appointment. 518-459-2638. Waka Waka, offering solar-powered flashlights and phone chargers that provide light and power to people who don't have access to electricity. No batteries or outlets needed. Share the sun. Waka-Waka.com.
Thank you. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. The whole group is now with us. WAMC's Alan Chartok. Good morning, sir.
Always great to be here. I'm just ready to go.
You look like you're ready to go. And so is Rosemary Armeo, University at Albany journalism professor and investigative reporter. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
So we talked to Libby for a second while we were waiting for you guys. And she said, well, she's very happy this morning. I assume you are as well.
I was telling you before the show, I'm driving around last night in my car. I had NPR on. I'm listening to Hillary Wynne.
No, you had WAMC on. You didn't have NPR on.
I had WAMC on. You're correct. And suddenly there were red lights behind me. It appears in my excitement, I was going 62 and a 40. Whoa. But I was honest with the guy. I go, look, you know, it's Super Tuesday. I'm just listening. I just got caught up. I'm sorry. And he let me off with a warning.
That's
so it was
nice.
A lucky night for at least two Democratic women last night.
Were there any surprises for either of you?
No, I was interested. I thought, frankly, that Bernie was going to win Massachusetts, and he didn't a little bit. But it's proportional.
A little bit. It's quite a bit. I was surprised that Rubio got Minnesota. What the heck is Minnesota thinking of?
And Bernie got Minnesota too, right?
Yeah, yes. they just want to totally be out of the race, apparently.
Yeah, but but Minnesota's got a Republican governor. Rich,
that's true.
Who has raised taxes on the rich, a higher minimum wage, $15, I think, minimum wage, and the state is doing phenomenally well economically.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Well, you know, I voted yesterday, and you all pretty well know who I voted for, because I've announced it here. Mm-hmm. And all I have to say is that I think that Massachusetts is a very good state, and I forgive them.
Hey, it was close. It was very close. I was watching it all
night. I just said it was very close, and your colleague here
said it was a good margin.
It was close.
You know, people are getting crazier and crazier. Rosemary being a good example of, you know, putting the lipstick on the pig.
That's not fair.
I have no makeup on at all.
You're not a pig. No, I mean, you know, trying to
it's
dress up.
Spin.
Spin. Trying to dress it up the way that it was.
It was close. I mean, I kept watching. It kept going back and forth and back and forth. So I was like, at one point during my meeting, I was like,
what's
yay.
What's her final margin?
It's like 53, 52, something like that.
It's close.
Yeah, it's so close. It's not like
It's close only
Alabama.
In comparison to South Carolina.
So we're getting all these letters today from the Bernie people. Who were saying, among other things, true, Hillary swept the South, but she's losing the swing states, Colorado, Minnesota, New Hampshire. She won Virginia, but the others yet to come. What does this suggest about November? And that's from Mike.
Oh, please. You know, the fact of the matter is Virginia won the presidency for Obama. Virginia won the presidency for Obama. So let's stop with the hyperbole. This is all going to be over in a couple of weeks, and the Sanders people need to recognize that he is not going to get the nomination.
I think that he's pretty much out. It'll be interesting. I mean, I want to see what he's going to do in California. He's down about 16 now, but he has a lot of appeal there. I think in November it's a close race. No matter who gets it, Trump against Bernie, Trump against Hillary, one of those would be an easy win for the Democrats.
Well, by the way, you may be right, but the present polls, national polls, are showing both Hillary and Bernie. Bernie just a little bit better, but that's because the Republicans have been concentrating all their fire on Hillary, are leading by like 10 points. That's a lot.
I think that could be, well, you know how I feel about polls. They're like fine if you're going to just look at it for now. I don't read too much into it. But all the attention has been on infighting in the Republicans and this kind of, I think, dreamy wish that a miracle will happen and Trump isn't going to get it. I don't see a brokered convention at this time. Those wins he had were completely convincing. And he even did well in Texas where he lost to Cruz. That's his home state. He's doing well. He's polling well in Florida, Rubio's home country. I think Trump's going to get it.
We've heard from James who said, please stop fawning over Hillary. Bernie, despite the odds, is the best candidate and won delegates.
We can be gracious in victory. Okay, James.
Fine.
Fine.
No problem.
Just fine. Okay.
Is there the sense, or there's the sense on the Democratic side, much like the Republican side, that the person who is winning is not the person that many people within the party want?
Well, there's deep divisions in both parties, no question about it.
So what does that mean for, we can assume, at least on the Democratic side, that if Bernie Sanders is out of the race at that point and is not the nominee, then people will support then Hillary?
We've gotten a couple of letters that say, no, not over, no, absolutely not.
We'll do a write-in and so forth.
Well, I'm a Bernie person, but I got to tell you, there's no question when you start considering things like Supreme Court nominations and whether or not there should be a particular minimum wage. It's nonsense to say that I will vote.
I'm hearing from a lot of listeners writing to me saying, I'm a Bernie supporter. I would never support Hillary. I'll vote for Trump first. Well, I believe that if he doesn't get it, Bernie Sanders will vote and support Hillary Clinton.
Oh, absolutely.
And that any follower of Bernie who says they would take Trump over Hillary, or really actually any of the Republican candidates, is not a true Bernie supporter. That's not what he wants.
This, at the risk of
alienating.
Yes. Well, no, I don't think I'm going to alienate anybody. Mm-hmm. But last night when I was watching the coverage and Donald Trump was giving a press conference, which I thought was weird, but okay.
Yes.
So it was like a press conference / rally.
He was trying to act
strange,
presidential.
Yeah, it was.
He was. Really,
it was kind of cute.
It was weird.
Acting presidential, jeez.
Right. So
I'm going to bring the whole country together,
in
he
the
said.
Background.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
and
then got into a lot, as Libby indicated before.
He couldn't stay very long.
It did sort of devolve. But I thought, I was watching and I was like, oh boy, wow, this is something. And this is really. And then a few moments later, Ted Cruz took the stage. And then I thought to myself, well, I guess, and we've had this discussion, but if you have that choice, right?
Right.
Could be
worse.
I mean, that was like eerie scary.
I know what I do.
Yeah.
Move to Canada.
But this goes to your point, Rosemary, of the idea of a brokered convention. To broker what?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, no, there are circumstances that, for example, the Republicans are pushing around right now, that is, Hillary is going to get indicted for the emails, and therefore it's going to be an open convention, in which case, I don't know if you guys were watching the Academy Awards. I just saw the clip. Joe Biden comes out on the stage,
yes.
And everybody in that
everybody
hall
goes crazy.
Stands up and starts applauding and doesn't stop applauding.
No.
Come on. There are a bunch of, actors are all lefties. So, of course, he's very popular with their – Hillary's not going to get indicted.
Right.
There just is not a case there. In fact, Trump is more likely to be indicted than Hillary because he's got this problem with Trump University.
Hasn't he already been? Or
no.
No, he's being brought – charges are being brought. So just to be clear, Massachusetts was 50-49. That was pretty close.
No, according to Rosemary, it was not very close.
I apologize. Yeah. I was looking at earlier returns. Yeah, that's got to be 100%. That is close.
Yeah,
I admit 1% is close.
So, yeah. Well, it's about
still
time.
A win.
Yeah, it's still a win. I mean, that's
just said, it's proportional.
Thing.
He's got has.
Yeah, yeah.
He got delegates last night.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
What does this mean? So, Ted Cruz. So Ted Cruz gets on last night and he attacks pretty much only
Hillary.
No, Donald Trump.
Oh, I see.
Only Donald Trump. And also,
he's the party of Lincoln, don't you know?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The same guys who were saying, no, we're going to make it harder for people to vote.
Right.
No.
Well, the idea the idea that Paul Ryan got up yesterday and said, we are not a party based on bigotry. Who is he kidding? This is a party who would deny me everything as a lesbian.
So I want to talk about that in a second about Paul Ryan. But as far as this Ted Cruz, the first few statements were, it's time for Marco Rubio to get out of the race.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see that happening, but your thoughts?
I think Cruz is right. Rubio's performance has been extremely mediocre. He has one win now, Minnesota, and a lot of seconds.
Yeah, but
thirds.
What would you do if you were him? You would get out?
I would get out.
Can I ask
the party needs some unity. It needs.
So
he's not going to win.
For the Republicans now?
No, no. You asked me what if it were me, what would I do? I'm telling you.
Can I ask the political scientist a question?
Yeah.
Because I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
If you get out of the race,
yeah,
are you still able to be in the brokering if there is a broker convention?
Sure. Absolutely. It happens all the time. Right. You are releasing your delegates, you may say, or you're not releasing your delegates, or I hope that the people who are for me are going to be for this.
So even if he suspends his campaign and then continues on a track of I want to go toward a broker convention, that is a possible scenario.
Yeah.
Same with Kasich.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't. I really don't agree with Rosemary. I just want to say that I wouldn't.
What
quit
don't
if,
you agree with?
I don't quit. I wouldn't quit if I was Rubio. I think he's.
I wouldn't either. They're going
to
be putting millions.
And if there
of dollars,
is anything like a brokered convention,
what do you mean they're going to be putting millions? Of
Republican
dollars?
PACs are putting millions of dollars into Rubio in the next 2 weeks.
Yes,
and
it's
so.
And
what does that
working.
Mean?
For
him? He should go back to the Senate and do
well,
his
look,
real job.
Yeah. Look, he's the establishment Republican choice.
Sort of.
If there is, and you know, we don't know how far they're going to go in that Republican convention. It may well be that everybody is so darned mad that they'll do anything to keep Trump away from that thing. And they will then move every heaven and hell to make sure that Trump doesn't get it. Okay. In which case, Rubio will be the choice.
So we have two issues that I want to get to, and we only have 2 minutes. So Rosemary said a few moments ago that she doesn't believe there will be a broker convention and that Donald Trump will be the nominee. So I'm hearing in you that you don't necessarily agree with that and think that brokering is a possibility.
I think, yes, Joe, thanks. I think there's more of a possibility that there will be a brokered convention because of the hatred for Trump among the rank and file of Republicans, establishment Republicans. And there's more of a chance that that's where you'll find your brokered convention than in the Democratic side. And by the way, will you please stop writing about how it's all set up because of the super delegates? It's like this is the same people who are sending me stuff about chemtrails.
Republicans
don't
use
have super delegates.
No. I'm talking about the Democrats.
Oh, okay. But that's not as much of a. We're talking about a brokered convention on the Republican side.
Well,
right?
There are a lot of people talking about brokered conventions on both sides, but I don't think it's going to happen on the Democratic side. I think it's going to happen, though.
Because the super delegates are a protection against the exact same thing that the Republican establishment finds themselves in. You know, a candidate who's winning popular votes in a heavily contested. You have 14 candidates starting out. You know, of course, he did pretty well.
Yeah, so
it's a protection against that.
So here's a big question in 30 seconds. Well, I'll hold it. So we'll continue this conversation. We'll get into more letters. We'll get into more conversation. We welcome your letters, roundtable at WAM. We love your letters. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Alan Chartok is here. Rosemary Armeo and Libby Puss will continue our conversation about Super Tuesday and other items making the news when we return after this short break. Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable. I will tell you, folks, you are when you send in your letters, they are read and we do enjoy
and appreciate
them.
It.
Yes, we were talking yesterday. Somebody mentioned that Rosemary should be on a postage stamp, and one of our listeners, Jim Douglas, sent some mock-ups of possible postage stamps, and they. They're
pretty funny.
They're very funny.
They are.
Very funny.
Especially the one of Alan saying he'll be there forever.
Mm-hmm. It's a forever stamp.
It's forever. That's good.
It's a forever stamp. And I like Libby postage, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very cute.
You know, my father worked in the post office. It was very...
that's cute.
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. Well, I'll send this to you.
Sort of, kind of.
Okay, so welcome back. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Libby Post making up the panel. So my question that I was going to ask before the break, I have now forgotten. So we'll go to some letters, and then maybe that will rattle me a little bit to remember what it is.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, here we go. Guys, do not send us
links.
We don't want links. Say what you always have to say in a pithy, P-I-T-H-Y, way, you know, so that we get an idea.
140 characters or less.
Yeah. Good morning, panel. Even though I voted for Bernie yesterday and support him, I will, of course, be voting for Hillary if she is the nominee and not Trump. If a restaurant is out of a dish you want, go to another, get another dish from the menu. You don't go out and dig around in the trash for food, and that's from Cody. I would agree with Cody, and I would say, you know, in the end, what do you want? Three more conservatives on the Supreme Court?
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ian says, many of us Bernie supporters don't support Hillary because we don't trust her. Not because of emails, but because of the fat cat supporters that she will represent if elected. Does anyone really believe if you get millions of dollars is not expected to support policies that favor your benefactors? Don't the American people deserve better? By the way, I think Ian is right. And I don't think she should have taken that money. I think she knew she was going to run for president, and it was a stupid move. We've had this out before, haven't we?
Yes. Not okay. Doing it again. What is it? Don't you have a rule about, okay, you get to say it twice and then
move on.
Saul.
No. No.
Don't read that?
No.
Okay. You sure?
It's up to you, but I don't think
okay.
so.
Well, okay, you're the boss. Kevin says, I'm a gray-haired Bernie supporter that believes Senator Sanders has a better chance of building coalitions within the Congress than Hillary. I also believe in taking bold steps towards political and social economic reform, and for Hillary to go into the upcoming congressional fights and negotiations, having already stated that she has no expectations of attaining these bold reforms, defeatist and counter to progressive growth. Okay, we're certainly hearing from the Bernie people this morning who do seem to be very angry about something.
They believe in their candidate, and I think that's great, but we're posing a hypothetical. It's becoming increasingly more real and less hypothetical that Bernie will lose and Hillary is a Democratic candidate. And so everything you say, I just ask, you don't trust Hillary. Do you trust Ted Cruz or Donald Trump more?
What are you doing?
You don't like her. You don't think she'll build coalitions. Do you think Donald Trump or Ted Cruz will build coalitions? Elections come down eventually to a choice. And if you are given a choice that does not include Bernie Sanders, we're saying, where will you go? Mm. And I find it really hard to believe someone can support Bernie Sanders and then switch to anyone I'm seeing on the Republican side.
Yeah.
That's all.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you know, as I say, you know, I'm a Bernie guy, and I have been. But you're certainly right. I mean, there would be no question in my mind about what I would do in a situation like that. But I do think there's something with Hillary where she makes errors. And I think taking the money for these speeches from the fact
that... Okay, but who doesn't?
Right. No, that's not acceptable. She's running for president in the United States. I don't agree with you.
If Bernie becomes the candidate for the Democratic Party, the PACs that support Hillary will switch to him to stop the Republicans. Is he really going to say, I'm not going to take that money?
That's not what I'm talking about.
It's all about personal
enrichment from giving speeches for $100,000 from the people who led America very closely in 2008 to ruin. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, here's the opportunity for her to reinforce her message to them that no bank is too big to fail and no banker is too big to jail and to get paid for it. How's that?
Okay, let's go on. Dear Roundtable. Come on. I don't know. Okay. Love the show, even the HRC fangirls. I'm a huge Bernie supporter.
HRC
that would be
fan
you
girl,
too, I believe.
Awesome. I always think when they say HRC, I always think Human Rights Campaign.
No.
But we have to tell you how we feel. We have to.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you're here. You would not judge us the same.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm terrified that come November, we'll either have a real class war, President Sanders, or a real race war, President Trump. And so the pantsuit with the grating laugh is our only hope. Terrifying in its own way. Now, back to looking at Vancouver real estate. Don't you see?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and Michael wants to know, please explain to me how superdelegates are Democratic. It seems to me to take away the power from the voters, and that's Mike from New Paltz. Anybody want to answer that?
Yeah, I think we've done this before.
We have, many
superdelegates
times.
Superdelegates are a stop valve, and they will... ensure that you don't end up with the Donald Trump who's winning popular vote now in a very contested field, but cannot, in the view of many in the establishment, win a national election. They are not bound overwhelmingly. If the popular vote switches to someone you don't support, you are probably going to switch and vote for the popular person. So I don't think it's a big problem.
Well, I also think there is a policy issue. Most of those superdelegates are elected. They're the United States senators in the Democratic Party. They are the congressmen in the Democratic Party. They're the governors in the Democratic Party. And history, if history is any guide, if it's really close, or if, for example, Bernie Sanders was way ahead, they would not vote for Hillary. They would vote for Bernie. But I think somehow this... this business about the superdelegates is, as I have said before too many times, fits into the paradigm of the chemtrails, or, you know, people who believe mm-hmm. that the buildings were blown up by the United States and the rest of it. Let's give it a break. That's my view. Okay, Corey says, Ron Paul's supporter who was so badly treated by the party establishment in 08 and 12 that we abstained from voting for the nominees. The Democrats face the same prospects with Bernie supporters. It'll be interesting to see if the groundswell in turnout for Bernie disappears when Clinton is the nominee and the Republicans will, by default. Win, I guess it's supposed to mean, by default. Well, look, you can say anything you want. I mean, I know too many people who, you know, like me, drive a Prius, they have a fairly good life and aren't really thinking about the consequences for the people at the lower end who really will be damaged terribly if the election turns out the way in which I think it could if everybody stays home. Okay. Dan says, oops, if Hillary becomes the nominee, Bernie's supporters won't jump aboard the appeal of Bernie as being the fringe candidate. Trump has the same appeal, so Bernie's supporters will stick to the Republicans and go for Trump, as will I. Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
You know, voting against your own interests. I mean,
we love your letters. Lucy from Amherst says, Hillary took a $350,000 contribution from Monsanto, is now telling us that we should be willing to consume GMOs and get over it. If I have to vote for Hillary, I'll be holding my nose all the way. And by the way, so will a lot of other people.
Yeah. Elections are about a choice.
Okay. Great job, Roundtable, says CB, hashtag. I'm a big Bernie supporter. But if Hillary is the Dem choice for president, I hope she picks Bernie for vice president. Unite the party. Lee from Cobleskill. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
It's, unfortunately, there's no way to, New Yorkers, basically. That's not going to happen. What is that?
I don't know. Somebody's
making noise.
Yes.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Oh, I think yours is I guess not. No, I don't know.
Rosemary. It's Rosemary. I'm on the air. Please hang up.
Go away.
Go away. How did you get on? Oh, my goodness. I'm on radio.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Okay. Let's see here. Roseanne says, Dear panel, I love listening to you, but someone, is that you, Rosemary's banging on the table. Oops, they stopped. Thank you. And I would support either Bernie or Hillary. Bernie first. I think he would win over Trump because it seems Americans want something different than the same old, same old. Okay. And Michelle says, oh, boy. Morning panel. Do you genuinely think that who is president matters, or is the machine so powerful that real social change won't happen no matter who is president?
Don't you think real social change happened under Barack Obama?
Well, there will be people who say no, and I would agree with you that he has made a substantial contribution.
He staved off, you know, bankruptcy with the bailout. He instituted major health care reform. Not popular, but it's certainly that social change. And in the same way, Bill Clinton changed welfare. That's social change.
I mean, social change is having a man of color in the White House. That's social change.
Now, here is a great letter for a lot of reasons. It goes, some hope, ? Dear panel, first, I love your show.
Nice.
I love that.
Okay, we'll read your letter.
Will the following be a good reason for hope? My 75-year-old political junkie, dyed-in-the-wool, redder-than-red Republican in capital letters, ex-husband, I love this, is so disgusted with the Republican candidates that he is voting for Hillary, hoping for more of this.
Yes, and now, there will be.
I love this, because this is a way of getting back at your ex-husband, you know, and the same time, telling us a story. No?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good letter.
Two birds, one stone, yeah, all that.
Exactly. Roundtable. Voting for Hillary is voting against your best interest. Livy, L-I-V-Y, just said something to the contrary. However, voting for Hillary is kind of like voting for Trump, since Bernie has a much better chance of defeating Donald. Well, by the way, the premise is just wrong. I mean, I'm a Bernie person, but I'm telling you right now, they have concentrated on Hillary, the Republicans, from the very beginning, again and again and again and again, simply because they were sure, as it looks like they were right, that she's going to be the candidate. Can you imagine if Trump, if Bernie becomes the candidate, what kind of FBI files will be taken and, and big red stars? And
let's not forget that the Republicans were putting money into Bernie's campaign with the hope that he would be the nominee so that they could then turn around and totally destroy him during the general election.
Well, I don't know how?
It's been all over the news.
Yeah.
People need to be pragmatic about what this election is about. The Supreme Court, the future of our country, whether or not we want a racist in the White House.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation. We'll go into a couple more subjects. WAMC Roundtable at WAMC.org.
Technology problem here.
Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be right back.
I have a few.
Support for WAMC comes from WAMC's Spotlight on Underwriters, this month featuring news about Watson & Associates, WAMC.org. Springbrook, Oneonta, New York, hosting the 4th Annual Springbrook Invitational Special Olympics Basketball Tournament. Over 200 athletes compete in tournament and skills games on Saturday, March 12th, springbrookny.org. And Terrapin Red Bistro, serving mac and cheese, quesadillas, natural beef burgers, tapas, original cocktails, craft beer, and local wine, lunch, dinner, and late night, terrapinrestaurant.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion on this day after Super Tuesday, which I guess would make it Super Wednesday.
Or Hyperbolic Wednesday.
Okay, I'll take that too.
That's cute.
We mentioned this yesterday that there was going to be a meeting between President Obama and Senate leaders on filling the vacant seat left by the death of Antonin Scalia for the Supreme Court, and it seems as though the meeting did not go especially well. I mean, it was cordial, and they talked a lot about basketball and golf, but they didn't really come to any conclusion.
Well, it was brilliant of the president to get them there and to say, I'm doing everything I can to make this constitutional process work. To me, the answer is the Republicans in this case, by saying they're not even going to consider what a sitting president following his constitutional mandate is, are not even going to vote up or down to do this. You know what? Something that the originalists especially, are very fond of saying, these guys are unconstitutional.
Do you ever think of that? Yeah, they are.
They're unconstitutional.
Yeah, they're the guys who are like saying we need to uphold the Constitution, and then they're not doing their responsibility.
It's right there. It says so.
It says so right there.
Senate shall.
And it doesn't say that the president is only president for 3 years.
No, they're unconstitutional.
I think that it's easy for us to say that. I think that the Republicans have always had a knack for playing this like a game, and they stretched the rules to the max. They did this when the 2000 election was contested. They went further than the Democrats did. And now McConnell is up the game. And I think that Harry Reid prompted this when he changed the rules on debate in the Senate. And McConnell feels completely justified doing it. And what the Democrats need to do is figure out the end run around them. So
they are not justified. Okay, the Constitution is clear.
Okay, let's pursue that. You're right, Libby. She's wrong. but let's pursue this. What is the potential Rosemary suggestion for changing the end game?
Well, that's why I laughed yesterday when I heard that someone suggested that McConnell could be suggested as the nominee. Wouldn't that be interesting? What would he do then?
Yeah, no, well.
Or his wife.
It's ridiculous. Right. I don't think turtles are eligible to run for Supreme Court.
I don't know. I hope that the Democrats, I hope Obama and the White House have lawyers working on this. How can they pressure the Senate to do what they should? Yes, I agree they should be doing it.
It might be a great constitutional case. It won't work. But to sue.
And it would go to the Supreme Court, which is 4-4. So they can't win it.
I don't know. You got Kennedy sitting there.
Yeah, I mean, these people, if the Supreme Court agrees with the Republicans on this, they are then undermining their job, what they have been put into place.
Oh yeah, that would be hard.
No.
Scalia voted to take over
the federal election.
Elections are the domain of the states and the Constitution.
I get that, but we are talking about filling a position on the Supreme Court. It is like the biggest slap in the face if they say, yes, the Republicans are right.
And I don't think that
would happen.
And that, Libby, is why the president invited them all to the White House.
Of course it is.
Say, I'm being very reasonable. I want to talk about this in a civil way. I want to explain, you know, the fact that I'm allowed to do this. I'm mandated to do this. And so are you.
But are
now,
they...
Did he think he was going to change them? No. But did he do the right thing so that the American people are confident in him and saying that, you know, he's doing what he's supposed to and he's right about this?
They are so tone deaf because this could make them lose the Senate.
I get it. Yeah, they are tone deaf. The senators who are running are going to have to defend them.
That's right.
Defend their
Not
positions
doing their job.
On this. You know, you're right.
I think their home audiences will applaud them, and that's why McConnell is doing it. He's protecting a whole bunch of senators who are running for re-election and don't want to go back and face an audience trying to explain why there's another liberal on the court.
No, you could be right.
It's calculated. It's cynical. It does undermine the Constitution, and it's highly effective.
Well, I agree with everything except for the last line that it's highly effective. I think, in fact, it's going to kill him.
I do, too. I do too.
All right.
What do you think? You're being neutral on this. Why are you being neutral?
What's wrong with being neutral?
He's doing other
things. To be
we
neutral.
Don't like it.
I think
it's he's two to
things.
One here.
No,
I need
I'm not
an
doing
evening
other
vote.
But my no. I think that I agree with Alan. I don't. I think they're killing themselves, and I don't understand the logic, nor do I understand the logic of putting it off to another administration when you are thinking that the person that could possibly be representing your party is somebody you don't like. So I don't get that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's go ahead because, you know, 3-1 is a very good margin on this court.
All right. Rosemary is
she's
I'm
out now.
She's
okay. Now, so let's talk about Apple. So the FBI says...
I don't understand that story.
What's not to understand?
They changed the password and then...
So in other words, the FBI had been saying that they were having these problems with Apple, that they were that Apple was hindering them. And then what they admitted yesterday is that the FBI screwed up. While they were, at least this is my understanding of it, that in their trying to retrieve the information, they committed acts, if you will, that made it impossible for that information to be retrieved.
They changed the password on the iCloud account.
That's the part I don't
That's
understand.
That's the backup. And so by doing that, it hindered. If they hadn't done that,
mm-hmm.
they possibly... could have done the algorithm to get into the iCloud account, because I don't think if I'm right about I'm not sure if I'm right about but I don't think the iCloud account locks up like the phone does. You have three chances or something like that with the phone, and if you don't have it right, it locks up. The iCloud account is not like that, so they could
mm-hmm.
have
okay.
done the algorithm to figure it out. They said it would take them 29 minutes, right, to figure out what it was, and then they would have been have access to whatever was backed up on the iCloud account.
It.
Now that doesn't mean all the information that they wanted would have been there.
Go ahead.
Our machines are all singing
yes.
today.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, one of my favorite Law and Order programs was the kid has been buried in underground in a in a coffin, and then the question is, how will you get the information about where the kid is? Will you use extra legal approach to do that, which is exactly what they did. And so my question to all of you is, are we absolutely sure that the FBI is wrong on this?
I am. I'm not sure that they're wrong on this.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Well, that's the long haul. I mean, so they admitted a mistake and that they screwed up. So then the question is, you're taking to the next step, which is...
What if there were a life at stake?
Right.
And I think the FBI has already done this with that case that they've used to press its terrorism. Many lives were lost. Would more be lost, possibly, if they don't get the information? I think the stakes are high. But I applaud Apple. I love the idea of the government going against the biggest company in the world. That's pretty cool. But really, what's at stake here is, how good is the FBI? This is, why are they not better trained? Do you think cybercrime is going to go away
and
in the future?
And do we really believe them?
Shouldn't they be really great? And do I believe them? I'm not sure I do.
I've always believed they're listening to every conversation, or they could be.
And right? that's what I thought your
both,
question
both
is
of those things.
Really hits it, right? Because we don't know what they're
saying.
We just saw
Dean Skelos convicted, and his son saying to Skelos, I think Preet Bharara is listening to every one of my conversations. Preet Bharara, who I love, is sitting next to me at the Linda that day, and he turns around and to the audience and says, you know, like I was.
Right.
Well, then how does that work?
Well, he had court orders to do that, and this is a discussion.
But even if there was a court order here, they would not. This fight does not acknowledge that.
Well,
right.
He was listening in. There was the technology to do it. The FBI is basically wants Apple to do its work, to figure out a new way to get into that phone so that they can do law enforcement. That's not Apple's job.
All right, we are out of time.
Say it isn't so.
Oh, wow.
We're ready to go.
Bye.
Some more than others. We'll be back tomorrow for another conversation, and we welcome your letters, roundtable@wamc.org. Libby Post, Rosemary Armeo, Alan Chartok, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
More show after this.